dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information, Christian ambassador for, servant of, and to the Rastafari movement. Kingdom of God, Queendom of God, that's in heaven right here, right now, on this earth, Kingdom and Queendom of Islam, freedom, justice, and equality. This is the Mind of God program, thinkaboutit.org. Today's recording date, Sunday, August the 11th, 2013. We are talking about a true church. Ecclesia, not how we have been taught church, not how we have been taught Christian. We are not separating any poor working class masses from each other. We are saying that the church is the poor working class masses of the people who must come together so that we collectively, because of a tumultuous situation, because the wicked ruling class are behaving tumultuously, creating disorder, and the order out of disorder that they create is really more disorder because it brings confusion and violence and death, hell, destruction. So we must come together. The next definition. Those who anywhere in a city, village, constitute such a company and are united into one body. This is telling us that we, the poor working class masses of the black, brown, red, yellow, white, oppressed, afflicted, proletariat, masses of the earth, must begin to see each other as one body of people. No matter what city we live in, village, no matter where we are, we must consider ourselves constituting a company. Let's hit that word company and see what this definition is trying to tell us. A company is an association or collection of individuals, people, warm bodies, legal persons. It's interesting that this is dealing with personhood, because the system, they do not see us as people, as persons. They do not see us as having the legal stature of personhood. Watch this. Why is it that black people, brown, suffer what we suffer as it concerns incarceration and the war on drugs? And everyone who has studied knows that the drug culture takes place more prevalently in the white community, but black and brown suffer exorbitantly greater and are incarcerated at greater numbers, exorbitantly greater numbers, disproportionate numbers, when all and most of the drug activity occurs in the white community. Why would the system treat black and brown in such a manner? Because the system does not consider us as having legal personhood. We're not considered legal persons. Remember, during the slave system in the South of the United States of North America, the government, the Supreme Court, stated that black people were only 3/5 of a human being, 2/5 deficient of being a human being. That means they considered us not legally people, not legally persons. This definition of a church being contrived and constituted of a company of people has to do with restoring legal personhood back to the poor working class masses of the people. And poor working class Caucasian sisters and brothers, You are on the chopping block as well. Study eugenics. Study eugenics. Study genocide, social Darwinism, and eugenics. Let me write that down. I have a DVD online, not mine, but it's a DVD, a documentary online. I'm going to put it in my summary page. I think it's called Eugenics and Social Darwinism, the racism, social Darwinism. Those words are in the title. But the wicked ruling class, you see, look, even if you look at slavery, look at the exploitation of the Caucasian sister and brother in the North. In the industrial North exploited the poor working class white man and woman in the North of the United States of North America. So the industrial North and the slave South were controlled by the same House of Rothschild, the bankers. The slave master had to borrow from the Rothschild, the bankers, the banking institution. They had to borrow monies for the feed, monies for all of the accoutrements of slavery, monies for all of the accoutrements of farming, all of the tools, all of the shackles and the chains and the whips, all of the various methods that are used in farming, whether you're talking about the animals and the mules and the whatnot, and all of the saddles and the various bits that are go in the mouth of the bull and the harness and the reins that you use to control the mule and the bulls and the horses and whatnot. All that goes into farming, and at that time slavery, the slave master was in debt to the House of Rothschild and the merchant banking system. The same merchant banking system, after taking the raw materials from the South, in the slave South, cotton, foodstuffs, you take it to the industrial North and you make fabric and clothes in the industrial North. But why was it that the poor working class white man and woman were also exploited out of their mind? Because you poor working class white sister and brother are not considered legally a person. And study eugenics. Study how it was openly determined that not only black and brown and red and yellow are not human beings, not persons, the wicked ruling class making these wicked determinations, they determined openly that poor working class white people are not persons. Therefore, poor working class black, brown, red, yellow, and white have been denied legal personhood, and the system created by the wicked ruling class using eugenics, using warfare and bloodshed in the minds of the wicked to clean up the gene pool that has been polluted by the poor work, by the genes, the inferior genes of the poor working class, black, brown, red, yellow, and white. So poor working class white sister and brother, you are not considered a legal person either. So you suffer right along with us. And they give you white supremacy, white skin privilege, because you see the police in the black community. You see the police, the fraternal order of the police in the black community. You see that a black person gets a worse prison sentence after having committed the same crime as a so-called white person, and you have not stood up in numbers because you have chosen white supremacy, white skin privilege, as if you have legal personhood, but you don't have legal personhood either. So let us come together as one body, as one church, one mosque, one cathedral, and let us restore personhood legally in the eyes of the Most High, and we may become united into one body. We're taking our time with these words. We're not in no hurry. We're not in a rush. The whole body of Christians scattered throughout the earth. Now, normally you would just say, not a Muslim, not a Buddhist, not a Hindu, not a Zoroaster, not a Vodou, not a Juju, not a Jew, not a Hebrew, not a communist, not a socialist, but what you think is narrowly a Christian. The Christian is the poor working class masses of the people afflicted, downpressed, and oppressed all over the earth, coming together based on the scientific study of the material universe, connecting with the hidden and unseen power and attributes of life that the African Hebrews scientifically refer to as Yahweh, Yahweh, the Almighty Father and Mother, Begatter, Conceiver, who has conceived life and given us life, birth, giving birth to life, excuse me, existence and life, giving birth to existence and life, that all of us may partake equally in existence and life in the universe. We who are scattered all over the earth must come together as true Christ men and women. True, because all of us are Christ spirits. The atom, the Adam, the Pope, that infinitesimally smallest particle of the universe called atom, and Adam, male and female in Genesis, and the Po in the Dogon, the original teaching from which the Bible comes from, and the Christ in the New Testament. We are the Christians scattered all over the earth that must come together. The assembly of faithful Christians already dead and received into heaven. So we're talking about the ancestors who have gone before us and stand before us as the righteous Elohim, the righteous Adonai, lords, the righteous gods and goddesses, giving us true guidance on the right path that we may come together on this knowledge. But also, we here who understand this message are dead and received in heaven as we sit and stand and breathe here and now on this earth. The kingdom of heaven is within right now, not when you die and go someplace. The kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, queendom of goddess in heaven, is eternal, no beginning, no ending. But we have been co-opted by this wicked Babylon system, made to participate in death, hell, and destruction, warfare, and bloodshed. And so we must become dead to this system. We must choose not to go after this system spiritually, mentally, morally, and physically, and continue to participate in the destruction of our sisters and brothers all over the earth, because we want to get along and go along with the system, go along with the demons, go along with the jinn, go along with the other gods, the other goddesses, the other Elohim that are the demons. We must unite with the ancestors, the true Elohim, the true righteous gods and goddesses. So we have to die to the system. That's what the baptism is all about. You go down in the water to say, I'm dead to this no good rotten system. You rise up anew, reborn, resurrected into the body of Christ, and you stand up scientifically, united with the universe, united with the Most High, united with each other, and we together as one body stand up and break the power of the wicked. So the angel at the church of Laodicea. Now, this word Laodicean in the Greek language, 2994, Greek side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, pronounced Iadikios. Iadikios. We render it Laodicean, an inhabitant of Laodicea. Let me see if I can find some root to this. If there's another meeting. Oh, man. Now, this is deep. Sisters and brothers, I love researching words. Now, if I had remained on the first definition, this is so heavy, I would just see that the word Laodicean means a Laodicean, one who inhabits Laodicea. I believe this is one of the cities in Asia Minor, right? But when you go to the etymological root, one of the etymological root words, 2993, Laodicea, you pronounce it E-I-D-E-I-D-K-A, it means justice of the people. It was a city of Pergia situated on the river Lycus, not far from Colossus. It was destroyed by an earthquake in 66 AD, rebuilt by Marcus Aurelius. It was the seat of the Christian church. Let me see where Colossae is. I want to get the geology down. Colossae, also known as Koneia or Kona, is Greek. So it looks like we're dealing with Greek territory, ancient Asia Minor, not Greek literally, but that like Mesopotamia type area. So you had a city, ancient city in Central Asia Minor, what we used to call Mesopotamia, over up near Turkey in that area, called Colossae. It was ruled by the Greek people, Greek Empire, Roman Empire by the time of Revelation. But Laodicea, Eidikeia, means justice of the people. So this church is created and built in a city that has to do with justice. This teaches us that every human being should struggle and work on behalf of justice. Let me see now. In the African Hebrew language, michpa is the word for justice, and tzedek is the word for righteousness. You always see justice and righteousness together. And the purpose of the African Hebrew Israelite nation after coming out of slavery under the wicked European invader Hyksos, who invaded Egypt 1750 BC and for 200 years or more enslaved the African Hebrew and African Egyptian. The black man and woman were not on the throne, but this invader from Europe called the Hyksos enslaved, killed, colonized, raped, and destroyed. And Moses rises up to say justice, to say liberation, to say deliverance, and established the African Hebrew Israelite nation as a body of collective, we could say Christian today, a collective Christian community, African Hebrew community, who would stand for justice, the justice of the people, the justice of the people. And every human being comes into the earth realm after petitioning the Most High. The book of Hebrews teaches us for a body to come into the earth realm as the Christ spirit in human flesh, made lower than the angels, to rule creation by the power of Yahuwah, existence and life for all, standing for the Sabbath as holy and righteous daily. The Sabbath, that word that has to do with jubilee, liberation, deliverance from all slavery, debt slavery, colonization, slavery exploitation, and returning of land, wealth, and resources back into the hands of the masses of the people, and no more oppression, no more oppressor. Laodicea. E-I-O-D-K-A. E-I-O-D-K-A. So this church is supposed to deal with justice. And every church, every mosque, every cathedral, every synagogue, every house, whether religious or political or financial, is supposed to deal with justice. The judicial system, the justices on the Supreme Court, we have a right to demand justice from them. And we have a right to come together on our own and give justice and administer justice to each other. Let's see what the next word is. We're talking to the leaders of Laodicea. We're talking to the leaders of the church at Laodicea. We're talking to all leaders. We're talking to ourselves. We're talking to the presidents. We're talking to the prime ministers. We're talking to the heads of governmental, educational, and financial institutions. We're talking to each and every one of us. We are to be the people of justice, the justice of the people. So Paul, or John is the writer of these scriptures. I said Paul earlier. Paul established the churches in Asia Minor. But apostle, the African Hebrew apostle John, and let me write that in the summary, correction. Correction. John, the writer of the letters to the churches at Asia Minor. Sometimes we make mistakes, but we admit our mistake and correct our mistake. So we're talking to all the leaders. We're talking to presidents and prime ministers, kings and queens. We have a right to demand justice. So John is to write. 1125. The word is grapho, Greek side. 1125. It's a verb, to write, with reference to the form of letters. Writing created by African people. Writing, mathematics, all of that created by Africans. Picture language, and then writing characters, strokes and lines and whatnot, constituting writing to explain the pictures. And the original pictures are the universe. The original writing is the universe and creation. Before man could write with a pen, you could look up and see Jah handwriting. The heavens and the earth give Jah glory. The heavens and the earth give Jah praise. But because of the hustle and the bustle, you and I forget to give Jah praise and Jah glory. So we are also the writing of the Most High. The Most High is writing a glorious narrative through creation, through the human being, through men and women, through boys and girls. We are all a part of this creation, writing a history, writing a narrative. What kind of writing are we writing? Are we writing wickedness and evil? The Most High uses wickedness and evil to teach us to stay away from wickedness and evil. The Most High uses the devil. Oh, don't back up on me, sisters and brothers. Is there anyone, anything outside of the realm of the almighty power of the almighty Father and the almighty Mother? No. So the devil can be seen as an agent of the Most High, teaching us that we shouldn't go the way of the devil, because if we go the way of the devil, we suffer the way of the devil. We suffer evil. We suffer death, hell, bloodshed, and we suffer. So the Most High says to us, look at the devil. Look at what the devil has written in the annals of history. The devil, the wicked ruling class and ruling families, the wicked demonic ones, the wicked puppets, presidents, kings, queens, prime ministers, the wicked heads of government, educational and financial institutions have written in the blood of the righteous. have written in the blood of the poor, the working class, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. They have written in shedding our blood. Our blood has soaked the land and the earth and is crying out for justice. The science of forensics, studying blood, studying DNA, studying molecules, studying all that goes into DNA and atoms and whatnot, studying a crime scene. See, that's writing. That is a writing that we study to understand what criminal activity has taken place. You see, in Abel and Cain in Genesis, the blood of Abel cried to the Most High, cried for justice. And that word cry has to do with crying in a time of need, crying because something wicked has occurred, and crying for justice. So what type of writing are we writing? Are we writing righteous conduct? Or are we writing wicked and evil conduct? Are we shedding the blood of each other, shedding the blood of innocence? Are we writing devilment and wickedness? Or are we writing God, goddess, and righteousness? To delineate or letters or form letters on a tablet, parchment, paper, or other material. Ethiopia, Nubia, Egypt, Kemet, Africa, Dogon, Twa. We are they who created writing after studying scientifically the writing of the Most High, to write with reference to the contents of the writing. So when you write with reference to the contents of the writing, your writing is explaining what you are writing about. So within the writing is the explanation of that which is being written. So we as that atom, that Adam, male and female, that pole, that reality of quantum physics and mechanics, are the writing that explains the contents of the writing. We contain the universe within ourselves. We contain the essence and the reality of God, Goddess, Father, Mother, the Most High within ourselves. And we, within ourselves, as we live, we explain that which is contained within ourselves. When we study each other, we can study the universe and study the Most High. So we are the writing that explains the contents of the writing. Boy, let me tell you, Africa is something. African science. Let's take our last break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.